Well, here's another quick answer. This time we're talking about why don't people believe. And I said there are four reasons: emotional reasons people don't believe, willful reasons, intellectual reasons, and just plain old apathy. Last time I was just telling some general responses we can have when people have emotional reasons. But how about now? Let's get into specific emotional charges that people make against Christianity, or reasons why they really don't want to become Christians, that are real gut level. So here's one. I would lose my family if I got out of this church. So maybe we're talking about Latter-day Saints or Jehovah's Witness or something like that that does put a lot of pressure on people. So what's a good Christian response to that? Well, how about this? They will gain a huge family of believers. Christianity is the most multicultural relationship and structure in the whole world. They're going to gain a lot of people in their family. Secondly, I think they need to think about the big picture. Yes, they may lose a family member, or they may be ostracized by the family, but what's at stake here? Just this world? No, eternity is at stake. That's mighty big. We might want to weigh that against a particular family. They'll lose their family. Okay, maybe. But they're going to have Jesus and the gospel at the center of their lives. Well, somebody will say, but I just don't want to lose my family. Here's another good question. Is the struggle for perfection doing you a lot of good? Because you better do everything they tell you to do. If you're a Latter-day Saint, a Mormon, or you're a Jehovah's Witness, there's a lot of pressure to do all those things they want you to do. By the way, if you're interested, I've got some websites, places you can go to for information. If you do know somebody who's considering leaving the Mormon faith or leaving Jehovah's Witness, I won't take the time now. So there's one issue that you can talk about. Let me throw one more here. My best friend was a Christian and really hurt me. Okay, well, what can we say in that case? Well, I would say two things. Let's not judge Christianity by the few. Let's judge it by what Jesus really taught. So yeah, people can do some terrible things, but is that what the message that Jesus taught? And we don't want to judge the entire Christian faith by somebody who's a jerk. And here's another answer. Christians are humans too. Yeah, Jesus promises us a helper, but our human nature is going to stay the same, and we are broken people, and that's going to show up. And it's kind of unrealistic to expect Christians to be totally perfect, wonderful people. So, yeah, I'm sure that has happened. Christians can hurt others. Here's a third question, an emotional issue that people may bring up. I've got cancer, and I don't believe in a God that would allow that. Or my mom has cancer. Or I have a really sweet lady who lives down the street, and she's got cancer. Well, we can certainly get into Christian answers to the problem of evil and suffering. And I have a whole talk on that, so I don't want to do that right now. And then I would say we could ask them the question, well, okay, so you want to eliminate God. Does that fix the problem of evil and suffering? So you've got this sweet friend or this mom who's got cancer. You turn your back on God. Does that help her? Does that help you? I don't think so. Another possible answer. God came into this world and suffered more than we're ever possibly going to suffer. You know the story of Jesus. Another answer, the Christianity promises us the Holy Spirit to get us through really difficult times. And then we might even suggest that pain can grow people. It's not a pleasant way to grow, but it can do that. So there are three issues. Well, I may lose my family if I get out of this faith. My best friend was a Christian, it hurt me. I have cancer, I don't think a God would allow that. Let's tackle some more next time about emotional reasons that people are giving up on Christianity.